It is the trend. It's Neil Atkinson with Josh Williams to work through Burnley versus Liverpool and other matters arising. There's a lot of matters arising because Burnley versus Liverpool is just downright weird. But the league's a bit weird at the minute, which we're going to come on to, I think, over the course of this, me and Josh. I want to start off with, I mean, the overriding question is, where Burnley unfortunate, where Liverpool fortunate, Josh? Mm. I look at these numbers, and I thought Phil was really good on the free show when he talked about, if you play this way, you've got to be absolutely perfect, because if you knock off or one thing goes wrong for you, or you've a bit of bad luck, you can get undone. I can't get over that Burnley, these are the match stats. Burnley completed 92 passes. The ball was in, the match was about 100 minutes long. They completed 92 passes. That's got to include two kickoffs.
Yeah. I know. I don't think people realised how much it was like proper anti-footballist. Like, Scott Parker's not really associated with that kind of game. And I think they only conceded 16 last season in the Championship. So they're obviously defensively.
They only conceded 8 at home.
Yeah. So
8 at home in 23 games. Because yeah. It's 46 games, the Championship. They only that's conceding effectively 1 in 3
yeah.
of your home games.
Yeah, so they can clearly defend. I think it's a mix of both for me. I think Burnley, if you're going to play like that, they did it as well as you can possibly do it. Because I think the overriding goal is Liverpool are going to create shots, but just don't let them create any that you'd expect to score, any tap-ins, any valuable ones. And we didn't really. You know, out of everything that we created, there was a Frimpong chance near the very, very end. A Chiesa half-header and a Canate. Well, it was a tap-in really, but it was with his head.
We're going to come on to that.
Yeah. But that was a valuable, that was one where I thought, oof, I mean, you should be scoring that. And if not, Virgil's right next to him, by the way. So that was a chance, like, but other than that, they were virtually perfect. And they needed to be perfect for another, like, 90 seconds to get a result there. And they just couldn't get over the line. But I do have a bit of sympathy for them, like, as bad as it was.